You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up after 7, it's this week's installment of Storytelling with Snap Judgment. Tonight, we'll hear about the feeling you get when your favorite songs, the songs of your youth, are introduced as oldies. That's coming up tonight after 7 on Snap Judgment.
First, as newsrooms cut staff and the industry tries to stay solvent in an increasingly fractured media landscape, our next guest wonders if it's all worth it. Bill Leaders is an award-winning reporter and editor. He's the former Money and Politics Director for the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. He's president of the Wisconsin Freedom of Information Council and associate editor at The Progressive magazine.
And he's served as a mentor for young journalists and broken big stories here in the state of Wisconsin. Bill Leaders recently wrote a piece for Milwaukee Magazine asking, is journalism still worth it? A question he asked himself, and he joins us now. Bill, welcome back.
Good to be here.
Well, Bill, you gave a talk about the top 10 good things about being a journalist back in the fall to a group of young, civic-minded high school students. But that it sounds like it launched you on this question, well, what would I really tell someone if they wanted to know, should I go into journalism and I'm a young person? I don't want you to answer that yet. I want to go through some of the things you consider. But I want to ask you first, what is the biggest change that you've seen for journalists today that was different when you began your career?
Well, things are unpredictable. You can't count on loyalty from the publications and the news outlets that you may be loyal to. There are constant cuts in newsrooms and broadcast as well as print. And, you know, it's just not a secure place of employment. The talk that I gave was for a group called Junior State of America, and it was actually in the State Assembly. It was really cool with speaking from the floor of the Assembly, and the place was packed. And I gave a speech about what was good about being a reporter, some of the things that I thought were positive about how you learn to be more broad-minded, and you see things from more than one side. You get to meet interesting people. You're tapped into the news. You develop an appreciation for accuracy and a bunch of other skills that come in useful. And afterwards, one of the students who was in attendance came up to me and said she was interested in being a journalist and asked if I had any advice. And thinking about it later, I probably should have said, don't do it. It's not worth it. You shouldn't be getting into this profession.
You really think you should have said that to her?
I think that's a defensible thing to say. At least people who are going into the profession need to know that it's tremendously difficult to get a job. And once you do have a job, you may find that it's a terribly unsecure position, particularly after you've demonstrated loyalty to an organization and you've acquired a good deal of expertise, after you've been around for a couple, 3 decades doing the hard work of being a reporter. You become more expendable because you get paid a little bit more than some younger person who they can hire off the street. So those are the people they go after. When newsrooms look to make cuts, they try to go after their most senior staff because they get paid slightly less terribly. So, you know, that's something people need to know, that if you are loyal to your organization and you acquire a lot of experience, you're going to make yourself more expendable.
As we said, you're a veteran journalist. I'm surprised in a way to hear you saying this, because the press, the media, is a check and balance on the judicial and the legislative branch of the government. Doesn't somebody have to do that?
Oh, sure. And I think that, you know, I come around to the to a conclusion that it's a great job. It's the same thing as I was able to explain to him. There's a lot of really good things about it, and it's an exciting place to be. And the people who do get thrown out on the street, so to speak, after years of loyalty to an organization, the ones I've spoken to, don't regret that they went into the profession, and they just would love the chance to do one more story, to be part of people's lives in times of triumph and tragedy.
Now, and there's a story that we talked about in Central Time. I want to ask you about a new poll from the Media Insight Project found that only 6% of Americans trust the media. And I gather that's on par with the approval rating for Congress, which is considered pretty abysmal. What is your take on why that number is so low?
That makes me angry. I think that it's tremendously unfair to the profession that it is not recognized as an accurate and trustworthy source of information. It is. By and large, you can believe just about everything you read in the newspaper. People take care to get things right. Every journalist I know cares about getting things right. Every journalist has tremendous confidence consequences if they get things wrong, even the littlest things. And yet people beat up on the profession all the time. I think a lot of it is just straight up ignorance. They're too damn lazy to read the newspaper and they want to blame it on someone else. So they blame it on the reporter and say, oh, it's all a bunch of lies. You can't trust them. Well, that's crap. That's not true. It's not fair. The journalists I know don't deserve that. And maybe we need to push back a little against this ignorance in society, the people who want to beat up on the media because they're too damn lazy to read a newspaper and to educate themselves through the available local press.
And that number, that 6%, it's low, and I wonder if that's something that you see as being a new development, maybe tied to this presidential election cycle, or do you think this has been something that has been, you know, the trust steadily eroding over the years as you see it?
Well, you see in this election cycle, and I've written about this separately, how candidates are making a target of the media, particularly Donald Trump has really singled out the media as a villain and has actually, you know, instigated harassment of media members in his who come to watch him speak, and he does it because he is so untethered to the truth. He lies with such dexterity that he can't stand the idea of being held accountable for the things he says, and it's the media that's doing it to him. So he has to discredit the media so that he continue to say whatever he feels like, whether or not it's true.
You were challenged on that on your Milwaukee Magazine piece. One comment, if you care to read the comments, I don't know if you have, but
Never
I'm going to share one with you now. And one commenter saying, "Well, what are you getting in here, playing that this is only the Republicans?" As if the Bernie Sanders campaign and the Hillary Clinton campaign haven't done the same thing.
Oh, sure.
What do you say to that?
Oh, I'd say that's right. I think politicians across the board like to scapegoat the media because the media seeks to hold them accountable. And I agree with many of the criticisms that people would make of the Democratic candidates when it comes to deflecting responsibility by blaming the messenger.
We're talking with Bill Leaders right now, associate editor at The Progressive Magazine and a whole lot more, talking about his recent piece in the Milwaukee Magazine, asking the question, doing some soul searching and asking, is it worth it to be a journalist today? And Bill, getting back to you, what do you think, if you could talk to someone right now, one of these people who say they don't trust the media is not trustworthy, obviously something you feel passionately about, what would you say to them to try to convince them that they were wrong, that this is an institution, as it were, that deserved more trust?
Well, I say this in the piece, in the Milwaukee Magazine essay, and I've said it before, that if you have 2 hours of your life to spare educating yourself in a way that you will never forget, go to an event that you know is going to be covered in the media, whether it's a visiting speaker that you know is going to get media attention, some dignitary is coming through town, even go to the baseball game that you know is going to get written up in the paper. Go to an event, debate, a day of court testimony. Take copious notes, write up what you've seen, and then the next day compare what you've written to what appears in the paper, and you will never look down your nose at a newspaper reporter again.
So basically you're saying this job is hard.
No, I'm saying the job is hard, and also the people who do it are good. They get things right. They say things in a sensible way. They're clear. They've learned to communicate an event to a general audience in a sophisticated but simple way. You know, try it. You're not going to be as good as the people that you think aren't any good at all.
I want to quote a line from your piece here. You say, today's newspapers have become places of pain. That's such a strong sentence. When I read that, I had to stop and read it over again. I assume maybe you're overstating it a little, but are you? Flesh that out. Are they places?
When I wrote that line, I actually laughed because I think that's just kind of a funny way to put it. But yeah, there's a lot of pain in news organizations. You know, my friends who work for daily newspapers, you know, they have this insecurity. They have this this sense that, you know, first of all, they're not respected as much as they should be. Second, their jobs are not as secure as they should be. And then they're just not in a great place. They see their coworkers getting laid off, and they know, you know, they're offered these voluntary buyouts, you know, should they take it so someone else doesn't have to get forced out of the job? It's painful for management too. You know, I don't doubt that being a manager in a newsroom these days is a very painful job to have. You have to throw people out of work because that's the order that's coming down from above from the people who run newspapers, some of whom should not be allowed within 1,000 miles of a newsroom.
Is it different for you? You work for a magazine now. Is it different if you're at an online publication, a magazine, something like that?
Well, you know, there are other kinds of other media now that have sprung into being that, you know, the dynamic is a bit different. And I'm a newspaper person. You know, even though I'm writing for a magazine now and I work for a weekly alternative as a freelance writer, you know, I'm still fundamentally committed to print. And that's an area where we've seen a lot of cutback, a lot of pain. But here's the other side of it. The people who still have those jobs are really very good. The people who are still working in print media are survivors. They've kept their jobs because they're excellent at them. And we need to have some appreciation for that. I mean, reporters do a lot more now than reporters did in the past. Now, some of that is technological. You know, when I first started as a newspaper reporter 30 years ago, if I wanted to look up an article that had appeared in the local paper like 8 months before, I'd have to, you know, bike on over to the central library and pull up the microfilm and run it through the machine until I found the article after I located in the index. And I had to, like, print it out and pay 10 cents for the pay. You know, that's the type of stuff I would do as a reporter that now is instantaneous, that anyone can do. And you have tremendous access to information where you can, you know, get all sorts of information at the press of a keyboard. So we do a lot more than we've ever had to do. And we do it really well.
We're talking with Bill Leaders right now, longtime Wisconsin journalist and current associate editor at the Progressive Magazine. He recently asked himself the question, is a career in journalism still worth it?
And we want to hear from you now at 800-642-1234. Why do you think the public has low trust in the media these days? Do you rely on the media? If so, which media? How do you get your news? An actual paper copy of a newspaper online from a newspaper's website somewhere else? Are you a journalist yourself? What do you think about what Bill is saying about the job? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post, find a link to Bill's article at the Central Time Facebook page. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. And we're continuing our conversation with veteran journalist Bill Leaders. He's the associate editor at the Progressive Magazine and the president of the Wisconsin Freedom of Information Council. And he recently asked himself, in a Milwaukee Magazine piece, is journalism still worth it?
You can join in at 800-642-1234. As a member of the public, do you appreciate the work that journalists do, that the media does? What could they do better? And who are they? What media are you following? Old-fashioned newspapers, their online incarnations, these newfangled web journalism sources? And if you're a journalist, tell us about your job, what you think of it. Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
And we're going to go right to our callers now. We've got Mark first in Suamico. Mark, hi.
Hi, good afternoon. What I was telling the screener was, I think the general public is really fighting a battle with the different sources of media that where they get their news from, or at least their perception of what is news and really what isn't news, and making that, you know, using critical thinking and determining what is actually news and what isn't. I use my mother-in-law as an example, who lives just north of Portage. And, you know, it's a fairly remote area, and she lives by herself, and she finds herself listening to conservative talk radio, which there may be some validity in the information she's getting, but when I go to visit her periodically, what I'll get are some of these amazing stories, what she considers to be news, and I go back to, and I'm not a journalist, but I think back to the time when I was actually writing articles for a paper that I worked for, you know, and checking sources, and you know, I find myself asking her, well, what sources did they, you know, kind of cite, you know?
Mark, thanks a lot. I want to make sure we get Bill in on this. So what do you say to that, Bill, about making sure that your sourcing is reputable and that someone has done the footwork and checked their facts?
Yeah, well, different media have different standards and different degrees of reliability. I think newspapers are very much at the top in terms of reliability. They do check things much more scrupulously. They have editors who are overseeing the process. They have reporters who are trained to get things right. And there's a consequence to pay if you get something wrong. Sometimes I think on cable television, you know, people say whatever they want, and if they're totally wrong, there's no price to pay. That's not the way it is in print media. So I put a higher... I have a higher regard for the accuracy of print media than other media, but different media do things well. Like radio is the best forum for a significant discussion on an issue. If you have more than one voice and you want the interaction, it's the best medium for that. Television is the best medium for some other stories that have a visual component and where you want to show people something as well as tell them what is happening.
Mark, thanks a lot for that call. And we go next to Joan in Eau Claire. Joan, hi.
Good afternoon. I think that journalists are very important, and I'm grateful because journalists bring to light, honest journalists bring to light things that make our government officials accountable, or at least to the point where they should be. And I'd like to thank you, Mr. Leader, for what you do, because that is exactly what you do. And people like you who are honest journalists and bring these issues to the forefront.
Well, thank you. But don't thank me. Thank every journalist, every reporter, and support your local newspaper. Subscribe to your local newspaper. Support it that way. That's great. Thank you.
I wonder real quickly, Bill, I mean, what do you think the mentality of those in journalism is right now? Is it a besieged mentality? Is it as ever? How would you describe it?
Well, I will speak for myself and say that I am disgusted to some extent with the lack of respect that journalists get from certain quarters, including people like Donald Trump. I think that's just abhorrent that the people who do this job are treated as punching bags by punks like that. But overall, I think, you know, we encounter all kinds of people. We encounter people who are tremendously grateful that we cover their issues and events and tell their stories, and we tap into that too. Gratitude is something we very often encounter in our work. So, you know, it's all over the place.
Joan, thanks a lot for that. And we go next to Terry calling us in Green Bay. Hi, Terry.
Hello, Joan. How are you? I just wanted to comment, you know, I'm a former radio news reporter and had a short stint in TV producing as well. And I went into journalism and, you know, wanted to be a radio news reporter. I was told it was going to be low pay, but I did it. But, you know, as I family grew and now I have three kids, the pay just isn't there. And of course, the hours aren't always the greatest as well. So I think that's a big challenge right there when it comes to anyone wanting to get into that field and stay in it.
Great. Terry, thanks. Appreciate your perspective there. Terry pointing, this is not, I think most cases, it's fair to say, right? This is not a high-paying field.
It's not. I was talking to someone the other day, and he said, he's talking about wanting to be a journalist. At one point, he said, I don't care about making money. I said, well, if you don't care about making money, you are in the right profession.
Is that something that could change?
I don't know. I mean, it's very competitive. A lot more people want to be journalists than can be. And so that's one of the things that depresses wages. And news organizations aren't raking in money the way that they used to. So that's another factor. I mean, there are people that come out of college and start their first journalism job who are making $22,000, $24,000 a year, sometimes even less than that. It's not a good paying profession. And it probably won't be in the future. But you know what? Most of the people who do it, that's not what's driving them. And it's not something that's going to keep them away from the job and from the profession.
So, Bill, we've had this discussion. This is something that's been weighing on you. You've been mulling this over. What would you tell a high school kid, if you were being completely honest, who came up to you and said, I want to be a journalist. Should I be a journalist? Looking into your crystal ball in the future, what do you see?
I would say all of the things that I told that group of students, that there are a lot of great things about it. You get to meet people that you would never otherwise meet. You get to tell people stories. You get to be with people in these moments that are just really pivotal in their lives, when terrible things happen to them or great things happen to them, or when that one thing happens to them that they say, I need a newspaper reporter. This is wrong. You know, it's tremendously gratifying. gratifying. And you have a chance to, you know, to broaden your perspective about the world. You get to meet people from all persuasions. I don't know a single journalist who is as harsh in their assessment of politicians as are the politicians themselves. We're all more broad-minded, or most of us are more broad-minded in our assessment of the people in power than the people who are actually there who are throwing mud pies at each other to get elected. So there's a lot of good things, but you know, you need to be aware that this is a very troubled time to be a journalist. There is not job security. People get thrown out of jobs. People are asked to leave jobs, and the more experience that you have, the more vulnerable you are. So that's a big negative.
Bill, thank you so much for joining us today. Appreciate it.
Good to be here.
Bill Leaders is associate editor at The Progressive Magazine, former money and politics director for the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. His Milwaukee Magazine article about the challenges facing journalists today, it's linked on the Central Time Facebook page.
I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.